You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Santa, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one with the big belly, big black boots, a classic red suit, a workshop full of busy elves, and the best job in the world. Ho, ho, ho! As you know, I'm stepping in for Birdie so she can have a holiday vacation. 'Tis the season for fun, after all. All aboard the story train! Settle down into your seats now. We're about to leave the station. And you know what that means? We're going someplace new. One whistle. We're on our way. I wonder where the story train will lead us this time.
Ho, 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 ho! No, not to worry. This jolly old conductor knows exactly where the story train is going because I'm super magic! Ho, ho, ho!
We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel now. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. Almost there. Ah, yes. Just on the other side of the short rainbow tunnel lies our destination.
That was quick.
And the story train is a very smooth ride.
No attitude at all like I get from my reindeers when I forget to pack enough treats for the journey. Sheesh!
Anyway, we've made it to the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're in one of my favorite towns. Holiday Splinkadink. Isn't that a fabulous name for a town?
Go on, say it with me three times.
Holiday Splinkadink, Holiday Splinkadink, Holiday Splinkadink, ho ho ho! Today's story is about how something spooky came flying into the festive town of Holiday Splinkadink on Christmas Eve. It's called Tinseltown Terror in Holiday Splinkadink. In the town of Holiday Splinkadink, Christmas was the most wonderful time of the year. All of the houses and shops were aglow with twinkling lights, cheerful carols filled the air, and the scent of gingerbread and pine wafted in the air.
Above all, the jolly townsfolk of Holiday Splinkerdink loved Christmas.
But this particular Christmas Eve, something unusual and quite worrying was happening in the skies above Holiday Splinkerdink. A coffin covered in bright, shimmering tinsel was flying through the air, its path erratic and unpredictable. The sight of it sent shivers down the spines of the townspeople.
Is it a curse?
Has Santa forsaken us?
Did we mess up the date and it's actually Halloween and not Christmas?
Why would a coffin be flying over Holiday Splinkerdink?
They whispered to each other, their festive spirits diminished by the fear they felt. Little did the citizens know, however, that the tinsel-covered flying coffin was not a harbinger of doom, but rather the result of a curious adventure embarked upon by two unlikely friends. Drac, a kid vampire who had a thirst for knowledge rather than blood, and Ren, his human best friend. Drac, with his pale skin and pointy fangs, was not your typical vampire. This is why you should never judge by appearances. He was friendly, wore a floppy sun hat, was kind-hearted, and very curious about the world of humans, especially their holidays. Ren, with her bright eyes and adventurous spirit, was Drac's guide to the human world. Together, they shared many exciting adventures, learning from each other and exploring the world around them. Oh, and of course, Drac had a magical flying coffin. After all, there has to be at least one perk that comes with being a vampire, right? Anyway, this particular Christmas Eve, Drac had been intrigued by the concept of Christmas.
Ren, what is this Christmas you speak of? Why do humans celebrate it with such joy?
Drac had asked earlier that day, his eyes wide with curiosity. Ren, eager to share the magic of Christmas with her vampire bestie, replied,
Oh, Drac, Christmas is wonderful. It's a time of giving, of being with family and friends, and of spreading joy and cheer. We decorate our homes, exchange gifts, and tell stories of Santa Claus who flies through the sky delivering presents.
Drac's eyes lit up.
Fly through the sky, you say? Like a bat?
He asked, excited by the idea.
Yes, but in a magical sleigh pulled by reindeer.
Ren explained, giggling at Drac's comparison. Drac, struck by a sudden idea, exclaimed,
Ooh, why don't we fly too? We have my flying coffin of curiosity. We can learn about Christmas from the sky, just like Santa.
Ren, always up for an adventure, agreed. And that's how they found themselves in Drac's flying coffin of curiosities. To make their flying coffin less terrifying and more in line with the festive spirit, they adorned it with tinsel, hoping the bright decoration would make it seem friendly for anyone who happened to look up and see them. Unfortunately, the sight of a flying tinsel-covered coffin did not have a calming effect on the citizens of Holiday Splinkerdink. As Drac and Ren soared over the town, the once joyous atmosphere turned to one of fear and confusion. Children clung to their parents, and adults murmured worriedly amongst themselves. Drac, noticing the reaction below, was puzzled.
Ren, why do they seem afraid? Is the tinsel not festive enough?
Ren, looking down at the alarmed faces, realized their mistake.
Oh no, Drac. I think the coffin is really scaring them. The tinsel totally didn't work. Ugh, we need to land and explain.
Carefully, they steered the coffin down to the town square, where the townsfolk had gathered. As the coffin landed, Drac and Ren emerged, their hands raised in peace.
We mean no harm.
Wren called out, her voice clear and sincere. Drac, a little shy but wanting to set things right, added,
"We just wanted to learn about Christmas. We're sorry if we frightened you."
The townspeople, seeing the two young friends, their expressions earnest and apologetic, began to murmur amongst themselves. The initial fear gave way to curiosity. The mayor of Holiday Splinkadink, a jolly man named Mr. Merryweather, stepped forward.
"Well, this is certainly a first for Holiday Splinkadink. A vampire and a young girl flying over in a coffin to visit us and learn about Christmas."
And with that, Mr. Merryweather burst into laughter. The ice broken, the townsfolk began to laugh, the tension melting away like snow in the sun. They introduced themselves to Drac and Wren, their hospitality shining through.
"Let us show you what Christmas is all about,"
Mr. Merryweather offered, his eyes twinkling with the festive spirit. And so the citizens of Holiday Splinkadink took it upon themselves to give Drac and Wren a true Christmas experience. They showed them how to decorate a Christmas tree, shared with them the joy of singing carols, and taught them the art of making gingerbread houses. Drac was fascinated by every aspect of Christmas. He loved the bright lights, the merry songs, and the delicious treats. Wren beamed with happiness, thrilled to share the magic of one of her favorite holidays with her best friend. As Christmas Eve progressed, the fear and misunderstanding that had shrouded the town were replaced with laughter, warmth, and a sense of community. Drac and Wren, once the cause of the tinsel terror, were now at the heart of a very special Christmas celebration in Holiday Splinkadink. Children gathered around Drac, their initial wariness replaced by fascination, as he gave them a tour of his coffin of curiosities and explained that, unlike other vampires, he posed no threat and thirsted only for knowledge. One little girl in Holiday Splinkadink, Lula, tugged at Drax's cape and asked with wide, innocent eyes,
"Do vampires celebrate Christmas?"
Drac looked at Lula, his fanged smile gentle and kind.
"Well, Lula, we have our own traditions, but I've never experienced anything quite like this. Christmas is truly magical."
Lula, delighted by Drac's answer, grinned and said,
"I'm glad you're here, Drac. This is turning out to be the best Christmas ever."
As the evening darkened and bedtime drew near on Christmas Eve, Mr. Merryweather gathered everyone around the towering Christmas tree in the town square for the lighting ceremony.
"And now,"
he announced,
"to celebrate this special evening and our new friends Drac and Wren, let's light the tree."
The townspeople of Holiday Splinkadink counted down.
Three, two, one.
And with that, the tree burst into a magnificent display of lights and colors. Gasps and cheers filled the air, and Drac's eyes shone with wonder at the sight.
"It's beautiful,"
Drac whispered, his voice filled with awe. Wren, standing beside him, took his hand and smiled.
"This is what Christmas is about, Drac, bringing light and joy into the world."
Drac and Wren knew it was time to leave Holiday Splinkadink. After all, their visit was keeping the children of the town up well past their bedtimes, and they had to get to sleep before I could drop in and deliver presents, naturally. So Drac and Wren said goodbye to their new friends, got back into their tinsel-adorned coffin, and flew back to their own homes to continue the Christmas celebration, now that they knew more about the holiday. Not that Drac would be feasting with his family, of course. He was already full of knowledge from his Christmas Eve trip to Holiday Splinkadink. You can take many more merry journeys with Drac and Wren in the Flying Coffin of Curiosities by searching for Drac wherever you get your podcasts. But for now, ho, 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 it's time to go, go, go back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. You never know where the story train will take you. Merry Christmas!
Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.